More and more people are loving toast and jam. We thank you for listening. I'm Timos, the toast part of the show. Here's Paul McDonald.
Toast and jam.
He's the jam.
I'm hungry now. Jam. Thanks a lot.
Hey, we have another great podcast lined up for you today, brought to you by North Dakota Army National Guard, Jimmy's Pizza, and Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang agent. And before we get to our guest, let's see if we have a sports trivia winner.
We did have one that got it right.
We did have one.
Which surprised me.
Is he eligible?
He is eligible. Okay. He has not won before.
Okay.
You got to wait every 30 days, you know.
That's right. Okay. The question was, who is the youngest golfer to win the Masters Golf Tournament? He appeared in the tournament this year, but didn't do so well.
No.
Tiger Woods. He was 21.
Okay.
And I believe Jack Nicklaus, up to that time, was the youngest. He was 23, I think,
yeah.
Something like that.
21 years old.
21.
Barely old enough to have a drink, and he was winning a major championship.
Yeah, I'm sure he snuck a few in anyway.
Mr. Lubbers is our winner.
Oh, Paul Lubbers, the bus driver, West Fargo.
So next time he's in town, he gets himself a pizza.
A medium pizza from Jimmy's Pizza. We'll have more trivia coming up later. Our guest this week, Josh Kozowski, who's going to talk about youth baseball in Valley City and what a program going there. Josh, nice to have you on.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me aboard, and I'm willing to talk sports
anytime.
To whoever will listen, basically. So happy to be here. Thanks.
This guy was a multi-sports guy, too. I mean, he didn't just play baseball. Heck of a football player. Pretty good hockey player.
Yeah. So is that where Gray gets it from? Gray and your boys get the hockey from you?
You know, I'm not sure where they get it from. Their mom, of course, would say it's from her, but maybe a combination of both.
I think the aggressiveness comes from, both of you pretty aggressive.
Yeah, they can be. They can be.
Oh, boy. But baseball, that's kind of one of your first loves, I think. I think all of us. We love the boys of summer. They have a great time to play a sport in the summertime. You got going with a program last summer, and it turned out to be really, really good.
Yeah, we sure did. We had a lot of fun and a lot of success with it, and I'll kind of give you the abridged version of how we got there. Basically, 2.5 years ago now, a few dads sitting around discussing youth sports came to the realization, and I don't think we're the first group of parents to probably realize it, that as far as baseball opportunities go, had a lot of conversations with parents you meet through hockey or swimming or wrestling or other sports, and to just hear what some other towns are providing their kids, we realize that we're behind the eight ball here a little bit as far as, you know, getting the kids the necessary reps, the development at these critical ages, 10, 12 years old. So we took it upon ourselves to become chartered with Cal Ripken. Last year we fielded an 11U team, had a lot of success. Everything we feel went very well.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we're actually fielding a 12U team and a 10U team. That's typical for towns our size. Some of the smaller towns, we don't have, obviously, the numbers as a West Fargo or Bismarck, where they have 8U, 9U, 10U, 11U, 12U, you know, individual age groups. So we broke it down to two-year groups, and ideally that's going to be sustainable for the future of Valley City in youth baseball. So,
what about different divisions? Are there divisions in Cal Ripken?
Yeah, great question. In the state of North Dakota, there's three different divisions in Cal Ripken, Class B, Class AA, in Class AAA. We're AA, as with a lot of towns our size are, and then Fargo, West Fargo, some of those bigger schools, they'll field a AAA and a AA team. So we'll be playing those bigger towns, but it'll be their AA level team. Wahpeton, for instance, similar size town, a little bigger, they play AA with us. And then, of course, your smaller towns, those would be your Class B type teams. So, last year happened to win the state AA championship at the 11U level. Got offered to play AAA this year. We declined simply because we, in our 12U team, we actually have almost half our team is 11U kids, and that's a big jump to go to that next level. And it's not like we walked through the AA division. We actually lost our first game at the state tournament, come back and won our next four to win the tournament. But we felt like AA is the right place to be for now, especially with our 10U team. You know, those kids are pretty raw. They haven't had a lot of formal baseball training to this point. So I think that's where we probably belong for sure this year. And we'll see what happens going forward. And there's not a huge – I watched a lot of AAA games, and we actually have – a lot of AAA teams on our 12U schedule this year. It comes down to pitching depth. Mm-hmm. You know, we have two or three, I'd say, really good pitchers, and then three good pitchers. Well, they're going to have four or five really good pitchers, and then four or five good pitchers as well. So it comes down to the pitching at level. As far as the hitting, the defensive play, I think we're right there. But again, just probably not the depth on the mound.
How many kids do you have out?
So we just held our tryouts here. I think it was 2 weeks ago. We had 20, was it, let me get my numbers right here. I think it was 18 tried out for the 10U team, and I believe 21 for the 12U team. We rostered 12 for each group. So 24 kids made the Blues roster this year.
Very good.
And you all, like last year, it was yourself, Jeremy Weeby, or Weeby as he was called at the state tournament. I always get Jeremy a tough time with that. TJ Hansen, Ross Berg. So you have a great group now this year. I think Chad Leake and Mark Potts are going to help out with the 10U team. What is it? How big is it to have parents that can really step up and help out in this situation?
Well, it's imperative. I mean, without those guys and without the dads and other parents willing to help out, we have plenty of moms that do a lot of work behind the scenes as well. You know, we got it started. You know, Ross and I and Jeremy Weeb and TJ Hansen took it upon ourselves to provide this to the kids. And we already know of some other dads that are coming up with that 7-8-year-old, you know, sons that are interested in baseball. So again, hopefully this becomes a perpetual thing where we continue to backfill with those parents that are willing, you know, and have a desire to help the youth baseball programs here in Valley City. So yeah, Ross Berg's been a huge component of getting this all off the ground, as well as Weeb and TJ Hansen. They're going to be the primary coaches for the 12U team this year. I'll step back a little bit and help with the 10U team with who you mentioned, Mark Potts and Chad Leake. It's impossible with one dad to do it. Two dads would be very, very tough. Three or four is actually ideal when it comes to scheduling practices. You know, we all work jobs. This is a volunteer side gig. None of us get paid a dime. To be able to coordinate some of those things is very tough. And without, like I said, three or four quality guys, it would be impossible.
Learning the basics. Basics of baseball. So many kids, you see so many players. There's missing links there. And it's so good that we see this kind of a program pick up where maybe some of the other programs don't. And it's the basics. That's all it is. Baseball's easy if you know the basics.
You're 100% right, Ost. In the registration for tryouts, we say competitive baseball, which it is. But honestly, I like the term developmental mm-hmm. program. And it gets to those the basics that you mentioned, the fundamentals, the throwing, the catching, hitting. It boils down to that. But baseball is the game of repetition. If you're not getting the reps at the plate, the reps in the field, you're just not going to be good at it. I mean, period. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of our goal. We have three goals: have fun, be competitive, and develop. Development probably being number one in my mind. Giving these kids the opportunity to have the reps that they need. Again, these age groups are so, in our opinion, detrimental for development. If you're not getting the reps and all of a sudden you go to 13-year-old Babe Ruth and you haven't had hundreds or if not thousands of reps, you're just going to struggle. It's going to take you a year or two to catch up. You may never catch up, quite honestly. So that's what we're trying to focus on and implement.
Well, and I think with this too, these are future Highlanders. So you're really helping the program down the line, not just the summer program, but also the spring program too, and get these kids ready to be Highlanders down the road.
Yeah, that's obviously the ultimate long-term goal, is to make sure these guys are prepared, if they so choose, to play at the junior high and then ultimately the varsity and Legion levels. That's what we're working towards. Winning a state championship at 12U, is that fun and great? It is, but quite honestly, we're just trying to set them up for more future success, more future development. It's just going to be easier, in our opinion, for those kids to adapt once they get to those higher levels.
Yeah, winning programs up above, and that's what you're striving for. And that tradition, get that tradition back again. Valley City is a baseball town. Yeah. It used to be. We kind of lost a little bit of that, but this is a good way to get it back. And kids, get kids excited about the sport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And we want to build a culture, an organization that kids want to be a part of. They want to... Our goal is, man, I'd like to play for the VC Blues. That's the name we've taken this year. It's the Valley City Blues. We want it to be something kids work towards in the off season. You know, work towards all summer long, knowing that they're going to have an opportunity next year to try out for that team. Build a culture that obviously promotes good human beings, good baseball players. A family is a term that we throw around. We're a baseball family. So absolutely, that's what we're trying to promote and implement.
All right.
And you look at last summer too, you dangle that carrot. It's like, okay, you won a state championship, but you got to be to a Red Hawks game. How fun was that these kids got to be on the field for a Red Hawks game?
Yeah, naturally when you win, there's a lot of fun things that come with it. Now that was just one. And I'll never forget that last pitch at the state tournament. People have pictures of the kids, you know, running to the mound or the plate. And you know, I told the other coaches, Coach Weave and Berg and TJ, said, that picture alone made all the hours that we put into it worth it. And then they'd be invited to the Red Hawks game, get introduced before the game, for the kids to be able to go on that field and hold that banner. You know, it's something that they'll remember that the rest of their lives. I remember my 11-year-old teams and 12-year-old teams and the friends I was with and the things that we did. So that's something that, you know, nobody can take from them, and hopefully they do cherish that, and I know that they do.
Okay. What? And, of course, you have kids playing. That helps. What happens when they move on? Does this program continue?
Yeah, kind of back to some of the initial points of the two-age gap and some of the dads, you know, lined up to backfield. That's a great question. We're going to do everything in our power to make sure that this program is sustainable and perpetual. I do have a 10U player as well as a 12U player, so I'll be around for at least three more years. But as I mentioned, we've already identified dads that, hey, we want to get involved. Can we start something at, you know, even a younger group? And that we kind of just say, hey, work with your kid and their friends, but you're in line for when he's, you know, 9U or 10U to kind of take the helm, if you will. And that's our hope. You know, we don't have a board. We don't have an organization. Don't let me forget to mention BCBA, though, before we're done. But we think we have the pieces in place at least for, you know, 3 to 5 years, and that'll just continue to hopefully snowball.
Okay. Great.
You get to play at Sam's Field, too. What a nice little facility there.
It is.
We cannot thank the Neske family and Valley City Public Schools, Josh Johnson, Chad Leek, enough for allowing us to use that field. It is. Teams that come from out of town, they just can't believe how cool that field is. They love playing there. It is the perfect size for a 10U team. That's where our 10U team will be playing this year. Our 12U, unfortunately, our 12U team has outgrown it. It's a bit small for that level of play, so they'll actually be playing at the VCSU softball field. We can't thank Dennis McCulloch and the VCSU softball and baseball coach for allowing us to use those facilities for that team. But yeah, Sam's Field is just a tremendous asset to the community, especially the baseball community, and we can't thank those guys enough for allowing us to use it.
So if you had any windows taken out at Washington, that's why he's like, no, you guys got to move on.
Well, they got the monster in center field that protects it. Some do end up on the roof, though.
Right. I look at it as the Field of Dreams. Yeah. You know, it kind of reminds me of a special place.
It is, and like I said, the kids get to play. They're so excited to be able to use that field, and as I mentioned, the dimensions are ideal for a 10U team, and there just aren't many fields in the state of North Dakota that are custom built for, you know, a youth baseball team like that, and that's one of the few.
Yeah.
Cool bean. That's good stuff.
Yeah, very good stuff. Keep up the good work. When do we start? When do we start that schedule?
So, I believe our first game for 10U is scheduled for May. It's May 6th or 8th. I can't remember off the top of my head, but we've had a few optional practices. Official practices will start on April 29th. We had an optional practice scheduled for today. That'll be that'll be moved into Washington Gymnasium. But yeah, that's the trouble, you know, with the spring sports. A lot of times you're battling that weather. But we make do. We've had a great collaboration with Valley City Public Schools and VCSU. They've been more than accommodating whatever they can to allow us to use their, you know, their indoor facilities to practice, and it's worked out well.
Hats off to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, that's a great start to, I think, a really, really good thing for Valley City.
Yeah, thank you guys for your support. Paul, you did an amazing job with the write-ups at the state tournament last year and other things that we had going on. Without that support and without the word of mouth, you know, people know what we're trying to do and trying to accomplish, it's tough. So everyone has been strong supporters for the most part of what we're trying to do, and I hope it, like I said, I hope it continues.
Good luck on the upcoming season.
Appreciate it, guys.
Go get them.
If you don't mind, I would like to thank Valley City Baseball Association. We're not directly affiliated with them, but they've provided tremendous financial support to what we've tried to do. I'd like to thank them and their board members. We try to keep it as feasible as possible. We don't want any kid to not be able to play because of the cost. We don't want it to be cost prohibitive. And without their support, it would be pretty tough to keep registration fees reasonable. So thanks for all that they've done.
Great. Perfect.
Okay. Well, anything else?
I'm ready to play right now. Well, I think I've lost my eligibility, though, to be 10 or 12. You know.
I got my glove hanging somewhere. I'll get it back out.
Sound seal's perfect for me, though. I could never hit it 200 feet.
Well, yeah. Okay. They got those new bats now.
Yeah, exactly.
You might be able to get it 300.
300, maybe, yeah, if I'm lucky.
Josh, again, thank you so much. You can stick around, or if you do have to go, no problem.
Appreciate you guys.
Okay, appreciate you,
Josh.
All right. Let's take a little break here. Sponsor time, North Dakota Army National Guard.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm going to do when I grow up.
I don't know what I'm doing right now. I mean, I got a lot of growing up to do yet, but we'll get through it. Army National Guard, though, a great avenue for people who maybe don't want to do the college thing right away. And you've got, what, a little bonus coming your way? Mm-hmm. School is paid for. You could probably even play football later.
On the line. Yeah. Not have any debt. That's the coolest thing. You get that school paid for 100%. You wouldn't have any debt. You learn a great trade, and you're hireable right from the get-go.
And they look at things that you do well, and that could be your next trade.
There it is.
It's easy. Talk to your Army National Guard representative. Do that. Do you have a number?
I do. It is 701-490-1098.
Jimmy's Pizza.
Pizza.
Was Jimmy's Pizza on Sunday.
You were. Why didn't you invite me? I wasn't doing anything.
Well, it was just...
You had my number.
It was grandma and grandpa time.
Oh, that's right.
No, we didn't have the kids. They were gone.
You're taking a break.
We were taking a nice break.
Your baseball team left because you got nine grandkids.
Eight, yeah, nine grandkids. We got nine now, baseball team, yeah. But eight of them pretty active. Nine is only a month and a half, so... But the eight, that was work. But Jimmy's Pizza, we had the taco pizza, medium taco pizza. It was good.
Okay.
Always good at Jimmy's Pizza, and they have the beer to go with it. And the pizza's endless. I mean, they've got so many kinds. Philly cheese steak pizza, that sounds pretty good.
Mm.
Might have to do that someday. Meatball pizza.
Meatball pizza, I like that.
that's different too. And you know, you might run into Joni.
Maybe.
You know, she's still working once in a while.
Really?
Jimmy's Pizza.
Well, then plan on an hour.
Jimmy's Pizza, of course, you can dine in. Also, delivery available. You can call that magic number.
845-1234.
Got it. Some of the national sports headlines. Let's do that quick. Masters tournament is history. Scottie Scheffler The guy is like a machine. He's so good. Almost as good as Josh.
Almost. Not quite, but getting
there. I've seen Josh hit the ball. Scottie Scheffler wins it with a score of 11 under, pulls in about $3.6 million.
And gets a new baby.
And a new baby.
Not
at
a bad
same
weekend.
Time. Yeah, not a bad weekend. Hockey. Denver wins the Frozen Four with a win over Boston College 2-0.
The Pioneers.
10th National Hockey Championship for Denver.
Really? I didn't know they were that good.
They've had some good programs. It goes back a ways. Twins off to a slow start, 6-9 as of today.
Okay.
It's early, you said, right?
It is. It's only April.
And we haven't had this feeling in a while. The Timberwolves are in the playoffs.
Wow.
They opened with the Phoenix Suns this Saturday. Now the question is, are the Suns the T-Wolves' kryptonite? They've beaten the T-Wolves pretty often this year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the looks of that. How about some local sports? Let's start with VCSU.
Baseball, 14 and 25 now after last weekend. Lost 3 out of 4 to Dakota State. Dakota State, one of the top teams. Well, they are the number 2 team in the conference. 2-0, 2-0, 3-1. Great pitching all weekend, except for game one, which they lost 11-1. But other than that, some great pitching for the Vikings. And they are at Dickinson State Wednesday for a conference, and they head to Mayville this weekend for a four-game series with the Comets. And that's what's coming up for Coach DeMary and his crew.
And softball?
Softball, they were off last weekend. Last weekend was their bye week. They got Dickinson State coming to town this weekend for four games. And they are right now 20-17, had a 12-game winning streak snapped last Monday. University of Jamestown swept them over at the Dome. And so they'll be back in action this weekend at home. So if you want to see some good softball, come up to the VCSU softball complex. And they play Saturday and Sunday.
How about the Tracksters for VCSU?
Tracksters, they had a decent Cassell. They were at the Al-Cassell Classic at the University of Jamestown here last week. And Barnes broke a 30-year-old record in the 5,000. And Danny Dew, Coach Jim Dew's daughter, held the record from 1993, and she broke it. And Karina Olson, also a former Highliner, she's doing well there in the hurdles. Never did hurdles in high school. She's going to college, and she's winning tournaments left and right. Mm. That's an athlete.
Yeah, no kidding. I have bad memories of Al Castle relays.
You got hit by a discus once, didn't you?
No, I was running the 880, and I got stuck with Raleigh.
The 880? Boy, you are old.
Yeah. I got stuck with Raleigh Greeno Jr., one of those state record holders. But that was bad.
Wow.
How about the Highliners? How are we looking at
Highliners, of course, here we're talking on Tuesday. The softball team was supposed to be hosting Devil's Lake today. That now has been moved to April 26th for a 4:30 start time. Also, baseball team is scheduled to be in West Fargo tonight at Young Field taking on the Packers. Doubtful. They have natural turf at that ballpark, so who knows?
They might stop running.
Track had a good night last night. They were up in Lisbon, or down in Lisbon, I guess, where we're located. And they will be back in action at the Fargo Elite this weekend. Hmm. They've already got about a dozen state qualifiers.
That's nice.
Right now.
Way to go. Josh, were you a track guy?
No.
He played ball during the spring.
Tried to avoid running.
Yeah.
Just do it for fun.
He'd like to hit people, not run.
I know, but he could still run. Didn't you play running back, too, in high school?
I did.
Yeah, I thought so.
I didn't get my speed till I was probably a sophomore in college. So.
You got that good coaching at VCSU, touchdown run.
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, goodness. What about, you know, there's a guy that reminds me of you, and that's Gerhardt, Riley Gerhardt. Had the motor going all the time. You were the same way. What do you think going to UND?
Well, I'll take that as a high level compliment. So thank you for that. Yeah, I've watched Riley naturally for a long, long time when he was in high school and at Valley City State. And yeah, he's the kid you want on your team. I mean, as you mentioned, just go, 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 go. He actually reminds me of Joe Marsh, another All-American and Hall of Famer I played with at VCSU. And interesting to see. Yeah, I hope obviously the best for Riley. And I think he, I think he definitely has the ability to play at that level. So we'll see. I hope it all works out for Rod.
I think they moved him to linebacker, didn't they? I don't know if he's going to be. They moved him back to linebacker spot. Yeah.
Nowadays, these edge rushers and linebackers, they're one and the same, right. It seems, in a lot of these systems.
Yes, exactly. All the best to Riley.
Absolutely.
In football at UND. Tell me a little bit about that basketball blast from the past. The Times Record. Did you see that?
Every once in a while, we'd throw in pictures from way back when there were actually shorts that they wore.
What do they wear now?
I don't know. Almost like a skirt with some of them. Well, I think they're getting back to wearing those old basketball shorts. Every once in a while, we'll like to throw that in, just remind people some of the heyday of Highlander hoops. Okay. I think the last one they had was 1988.
Ariska.
Yep.
Yeah, 1988.
Yeah, we had a 1988 Highlander picture in the paper here last week. Okay. And I'm sure there's a few people going, oh, I looked like that. Yeah, oh, man, I'm glad that hair's gone.
I don't like the look of my high school pictures.
Oof. Oh, well. Yeah. Mine were chiseled in stone, but that's another story.
BCSU Spring Auction, want to remind people that's coming up a week from Friday, believe it or not. If you don't have tickets, I think you can still get those.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get mine yet.
Yeah.
I haven't done that. I got to get going. Get going, Tim.
Yeah, come on.
And Paul McDonald and yours truly going to be hitting the road this weekend.
Oh, boy. Look out, Minneapolis.
Look out. Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. I'm hanging with this guy. Paul McDonald gets another award from the U.S. Tennis Association in Chaska, Minnesota, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's Friday night. And then we got to drive home on Saturday. That should be interesting.
Because I got softball at 2 o'clock on Saturday I got to be back for, so.
Does that mean we have to get up early?
I'll drive if you want to sleep.
Oh, I've been accused of sleeping on the road.
Well, don't do it this weekend.
No, I won't do it. How about some history notes here?
Yes, what do we got?
Today in sports history, April 16th, 1929. Yankees become the first Major League Baseball team to permanently feature numbers on the back of uniforms, 1929.
Do you have any more on that? Because I know how they did it. It was based on where they were in their order.
Oh, I thought they
That's
sewed
why
them
Babe
on.
Ruth was number 3 and Gehrig was number 4. It was sure based on where order. They landed in the order.
Who was 5?
Back then, I'm not sure who was number 5. Because Bill Dickey would have been 8, which is surprising. Why bat him 8th in the order? He was just as good as everybody else.
But. Right. 1929. On this day, 1946, Mel Ott, playing in right field for the New York Giants, hits his 511th and final MLB home run in an 8-4 opening day win over the Phillies.
So Ed Ott was a catcher for the Pirates in the 70s.
Related?
Son.
I would imagine.
It's a son.
Son.
Okay. Son or grandson, yeah.
April 16th, 1987, Michael Jordan becomes the second NBA player in history to score 3,000 points in a season. In 1997, yesterday, April 15th, Major League Baseball honors Jackie Robinson by retiring number 42 for all teams. Of course, now every year on April 15th since 2004, MLB holds Jackie Robinson Day.
Mm-hmm.
And since 2009, every player, manager, and coach has worn Robinson's number 42 for their game that day.
And there were teams that were grandfathered in, like David Ortiz wore number 42 with the, well, he was 34, but I think he switched to 42 and they let him keep it. You're
keep
good.
It,
You're
yeah.
good, man. You're just as yes.
Sports trivia question. Our trivia, of course, our question brought to you by Nodak Insurance. Did you forget it?
I forget it. It's sitting on my desk. Uh-oh. I was in a hurry.
We're in trouble.
Well, just know anything. If you have any questions about your insurance, you just get a hold of Mr. Quilvang, Chris Quilvang here in town at 845-2912.
2912 and farm, home, residential, cars. They have a great teenage thing going on, too.
Yeah.
For the teens. So check it out with Chris. Sports trivia question. Who joined Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, Walter Johnson, and Honus Wagner in the MLB Hall of Fame's inaugural class in 1936? Was it George Sisler or Christy Mathewson? You have a little choice here, choice question.
That's a good one. That's a dandy one.
So hang on to that. Check it out again. who joined Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, Walter Johnson, and Honus Wagner in the MLB Hall of Fame's inaugural class of 1936, George Sisler or Christy Mathewson? A trivia question brought to you by
Nodak Insurance. Chris Quilvang, your local agent.
Talk to him. Get her done. And the pizza, of course, to the winner. Mm-hmm. Medium pizza from Jimmy's Pizza.
That's right. And to answer that question, you can go to toastandjam.com. And remember, it's T-O-S-T, the letter N. And so it's toastandjam.com.
That hurts.
Oh, yikes. So again, toastandjam.com and also a Valley City Times record. You can go to our email address and email us as well with your answer. Do it now. Question will be posted later.
Okay, words of wisdom. Do you want a golf quote again or do you want words of wisdom?
What's the difference? Just checking.
Okay, what do we have here?
Give us words of wisdom.
You want words of wisdom?
Yeah, give us words of wisdom.
Not golf?
No.
Okay.
Words of wisdom.
Here we go. Every day is a chance to be better.
Ooh, I like that.
Every day is better.
Yeah.
Could be better.
Should be better.
You have a chance.
Every day.
You mean I got a chance?
I got a. You're saying there's a chance.
With us, you never know.
No, you don't.
Hey, I tell you what. That is going to do it for our show. And again, we thank Josh for joining us today. Josh Kozlowski with the youth baseball here in Valley City doing good things. And I want to thank all our listeners. We have a lot of listeners.
Yeah.
It's picking up every week.
It is.
And we're just getting started. And our fine sponsors.
We've got the National Guard, North Dakota National Army National Guard. You can give them a call, 490-1098. Of course, it's Jimmy's Pizza. Mm-hmm. 845-1234. Give them a call.
And Nodak Insurance for the trivia question. Chris Quilvang, agent in Valley City. That is going to wrap it up. I think we went a little long this time around, but
we had fun, man.
Who's counting?
There's one person, but we don't care about them.
That's all right. Hey, another good show. We will see you again next week. That's Toast and Jam for now.